He's been all afternoon, and we bought that stupid dog house, and he won't get in it.
Well, that's terrible when you pay that kind of money.
God, I could just die. A Butch wanted to get it, and I told him if he wanted to, but better off just getting under the house. It's not really dry under there, it's wet.
But he doesn't hurt anything, does he, when he gets in?
No, but he's still, well, he's so big, he knocks around the everything, and it sounds awful. Clumsy.
I just couldn't believe it when I saw, there's Trooper, and here's Bill, and then here's Butch, and you with this other, completely.
Yeah, I couldn't stand him in the house, though. I'd go crazy.
I
really
like
would.
Trooper in the house.
But he's kind of settled. He's older. Mm-hmm. Brandy's still a puppy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He looks like a horse, but he's a puppy.
He's still a puppy. He's a big puppy.
Get started on the next.
Okay. You throw a ball and you ask somebody
Throw it back to you or pitch it back
or
to
if,
you.
Or throw it and then they'll
catch it.
Right. And then you say, I threw the ball and he
caught it.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, I've been fishing but I haven't
caught any fish.
Yeah. If you want somebody to meet you someplace, you'd say, well, let's meet in town, but if I get there first,
I'll wait.
Mm-hmm. And if you wait, would you say wait on you or wait for you, probably?
Wait on you.
Wait a minute, okay. A little child might, you're about to punish me and say, oh, give me another
chance.
Mm-hmm. But you must be really sharp tonight. You're just clicking these things off.
I'm ready.
You're really good tonight. Instead of saying somebody's in a good mood, sometimes people will say they're in a
good mood.
Mm-hmm. Instead of saying a good mood, they'll say they're in a good, you may not know this word, it's an old kind of word.
Only thing I'd know is good mood.
Good humor.
Humor, yeah, but I wouldn't
but
say
that. But you would say that.
No.
That's an older, if there's something that you had that you didn't want anymore, you'd say, I think I'll have to get
rid of it.
Somebody that really doesn't know what's going on, but do you know an expression? Sometimes people say they made out like, he made out like he knew what was happening. You know that, April? Wow.
Like a monster.
Oh, we have a monster. Instead of saying somebody stole your pencil, you might say somebody
took it.
How about swiped it or snitched it? Do you know those?
Swipe, and snitch both, but I'd say took it.
You'd still say took it. Okay, talking about letters, you'd say, did you write him recently? You'd say, yes, I have just
written him.
And then you'd say, yesterday he
wrote me.
Uh-huh. And you were really quick to say, and tomorrow I'll
write him.
Mm-hmm. And then, if you sent that person a letter, you'd say you expected to get a
letter.
And that if it was a letter in return, you'd say that letter was an answer.
Oh, answer or receiver.
Mm-hmm. Then you put your letter in your envelope, and then you turn it over, and you take your pen and
write the address.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say that when you write the address, you'd say that you were addressing
the letter.
And like a little kid came home and had learned something new, like how to whistle or something, you'd say, "Well, who
taught you?"
Mm-hmm. If there was something like, if you were going to fix a new fence in your backyard, and I say, if you were just about to do it, and I said, if you fix that fence yet, you'd say, no, but I'm
fixing to, or I'm going to.
Right, very good. You're so quick enough. Nobody ever gets that question. Little children that tell on each other.
Tell.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people use that for grown-ups, for adults?
Snitch, or I don't know.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted a bouquet for the, where am I saying? If you wanted a bouquet for the, how do you say that word?